Sustainable Community Voices, a monthly program putting the focus on all things sustainability in our world. And today we're going to talk about a competition. Let's do that with you, Ashley Kimball, Lead Communication Specialist for the Holland Energy Prize Competition and more. Ashley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And Sal Yers, Community Energy Services Manager with the Holland Board of Public Works as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Good that you are here. And tell me about you and your role in your organization, if you would.
Well, my role as Community Energy Services Manager involves the education and providing incentives to our customers for using their utilities wisely. We're the electric and water wastewater provider in the Holland area, and people there are very interested in making sure the they use their utilities wisely.
Good. And, well, it pays off, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes. How about you? Tell us about you, Ashley.
I am the Customer Communication Specialist at Holland Board of Public Works. So I do everything from branding to graphic design to marketing, media relations, anything communications and marketing under the sun, that's my job.
A question for both of you. Why has Holland become so focused on energy reduction?
Well, it's an economic development strategy, energy prosperity strategy for the community. In 2012, Holland launched a comprehensive energy plan, a 40-year plan, to be a national leader in energy security, affordability, sustainability, and efficiency.
So you are well on a roll practicing that energy reduction. So let's talk about the involvement in the Georgetown University Energy Prize competition and the details of this competition. Take it away.
Well, our city manager at the time, Ryan Cotton, learned about this competition that was sponsored by Georgetown University, and it was a two-year competition amongst cities to see who could reduce their energy consumption the most over a two-year period. There were 50 cities that participated in it. And we thought it would bring a sense of awareness and urgency to our long-range community energy plan.
Ashley?
So our goal for doing this was we ultimately wanted to reduce our energy consumption. So we had a goal of reducing it by 4%, I would say, but we managed to do 3.2% over 2 years, which was pretty great. But we also wanted to, like Ann said, create community awareness, engagement, and really get people involved in the heart of the energy reduction issue.
Speak to what the plan was and how you wrapped your arms around all the activities that needed to take place.
It was a pretty big plan. Yeah. We started with a charrette with the community, so that was really important to us that the whole community was involved. That was kind of the beginning that got the ball rolling. And from there, we created a steering committee that Ann spearheaded. And then we also had a subcommittee under that for communications that spearheaded all of our marketing efforts. And that's kind of how we got started with, you know, developing the plan as a whole, was we got the steering committee together. I mean, it was, what, every month or so, every couple weeks in the beginning. And the communications group met every week.
And one of the things was to, what were the things that people could do to reduce energy quickly, easily, without spending much money? So we developed what we called our super tips, and it was an acronym for five things that people could do to save energy.
All right, so talk about the partnerships.
We partnered with the Holland Hope College Sustainability Institute, and they focused on engaging students, and the Holland Youth Advisory Council was part of that. We partnered with the city. We even got different departments like the Public Safety Department and the Fire Department to help do fun photos and show ways to save energy.
Talking about energy, Holland's Energy Prize competition with guests in studio on behalf of our Sustainable Community Voices, Ashley Kimball and Ann Salyers. Costs to achieving all this, how was that funded?
Well, both the city and Holland Board of Public Works put in a little seed money, but we focused on the things that we could do without spending money. The city happens to have a terrific video department, and so they created a lot of fun videos, and Ashley and others were stars in those videos, illustrating the super tips on ways to save energy. And we look for some fun ways. Ashley, tell about the coasters and...
Yes. So we created coasters that people could set their drinks on that had the five super tips. And that's actually one way that we engage businesses. While businesses weren't technically a part of the competition, it was mainly a residential competition. Mm-hmm. But we engaged businesses by giving them these coasters that we made, and they set them around restaurants, breweries, places in downtown Holland, so that their employees and residents could be engaged when they sat down to dinner. They could be reminded to save energy with these super tips.
Nice. We also had some quarterly competitions. So, one quarter, people could win a new refrigerator. And by sending in tips or signing up, becoming involved, another quarter, they could win outdoor activity items where you don't use electricity. So like a kayak or
grill.
Mm-hmm.
We had a grill that we gave away. And another time we did a new furnace for someone.
You always like to win trips to vacations, winning a furnace is practical. How did you engage businesses?
Like I was saying a minute ago, the businesses weren't technically a part of the competition,
right.
But we did things like the coasters, and some businesses were interested in just knowing what was going on. I think sometimes they let us put up some posters sometimes in their entrances of their store downtown. So the businesses weren't as huge of a part as engaging the residents, I would say.
They connected us to employees,
yep,
who were Holland residents, and so helped to promote the competition.
Yeah.
So what'd you learn? Before we ask about the results, what'd you learn from participating in this competition?
Well, we learned that the community really can be engaged in energy reduction, and that the city was willing to fund and promote energy efficiency, above what the state mandate is. And our elected officials and the Board of Public Works Management was willing to go door to door to help spread the word and share information. And we also learned that students were enthusiastic about becoming involved and encouraging ways to reduce energy and being part of the competition. And we also learned that it's hard work, but it's also fun. And so one of the fun events that came out of this that we plan on continuing was Movies in the Park, where we encourage people to unplug and not watch their televisions at home, but come down to Collin Park and watch a great movie outdoors.
And talk to a person next to you, right? And did you learn anything personally about energy saving as far as something different that the Salyers now do in their home?
Well, I have gotten an energy assessment done on my home.
Yes.
I've added insulation. Mm-hmm. I've done ceiling around the windows and doors. And so I have a lower utility bill as a result.
Thanks for sharing that. How about you, Ashley, when it comes to your learning from participating and, of course, anything you've changed in your home?
Yeah, we have done similar things in our home. We actually have an older home. It was built a little bit before 1950, so it's definitely not probably up to par as far as some of the energy savings. But surprisingly, it's doing pretty well. We actually have an energy calculator on our website on hollandbpw.com, which is how we found out what our energy score was.
Yes.
So you go on, you put all, I think it's your past 12 months of your energy bill, and then it spits out this number, and you can see how well you're doing in comparison to other countries and other people in our area. And it was interesting because we actually had a very good number for our house, but we've done plenty of things like the LEDs we kind of already did before. My husband is super into energy savings.
As he should be, yeah.
The insulation around the plugs and the light switches, which is something that people don't think about. That's something that we've done in throughout our entire house that's really helped too. I think the little things actually really do go a long way.
Awesome. Results are in, dot, dot, dot. How do you answer that?
That Holland achieved a 3.2% reduction over its baseline, and we knocked on 7,400 doors, spreading the word and distributing LED light bulbs. 120 people won a Nest thermostat, and those were installed, and that's, you know, a learning thermostat. We engaged students. We also converted 1,600 streetlights to LED. So that's saving a lot of money. It also spurred the city to do deep energy retrofits on 11 of their facilities and parks. So all the park lighting now is converted to LED, and the buildings are buttoned up, so the city will save money that way. The Holland Unplugged campaign resulted in a national award, and as I mentioned, we're continuing the Movies in the Park, which is a piece of that. Mm-hmm. And we did, what, 34 videos, Ashley?
Yes, we had 34 videos, 120,000 Facebook and YouTube video views from those videos we created. We had 53 events alone in 2016 that we communicated about the Georgetown Energy Prize, which was probably about 5,400 people that we connected with at those 53 events. So, yeah, we had some great coverage, I think.
And we institutionalized two programs, one that's an incentive for people to do deep energy retrofits on their homes. So there's an incentive for that, a 10% rebate. And we were the first utility in the state to develop an on-bill loan program. So if you're doing energy efficiency upgrades on your home, you can now finance those and have that loan payment appear on your utility bill. So the savings that energy savings then goes to pay off the loan. So it makes it simple and convenient for homeowners.
Your answer to where do you go from here?
We are working on the next big body of work to do. We, with the new power plant that came online, Holland Energy Park, and all of the work that the Georgetown University Energy Prize spurred, we're ready to tackle the next big body of work. So we have a meeting coming up next week with City Council and the board members to say, here's what we want to accomplish by 2021. So the way we're doing accomplishing this big 40-year energy plan is by 4 or 5 year chunks at a time. So one bite of the cookie.
Or apple. Yeah, they're trying to get all those cookies. All of the Girl Scouts were in yesterday, so I digress. Ladies, how do we find out more information about the Holland's Energy Prize competition and or your employer?
You can go to hollandbpw.com. And also we have the Holland Retrofit website, which is hollandenergyfund.com. And so you can find out more information about the on-bill financing program there and the Deep Energy Retrofit program. So those two websites are probably going to be your main source of info. And we are on social media, so you can find Holland BPW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Great. You're on it. Thank you very much, Ashley Kimball and Ann Salyers, on behalf of Holland's Energy Prize Competition and our Sustainable Community Voices. Take care to you, and thanks for saving a little energy.